We are learning Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, and we are starting approximately 16 lines from the top, by the two dots, Me'id u'me'idin oisai. Talking about the Kohen Gadol, that he could say Eidos, and people could say Eidos about him. He could testify, and people could testify against him. So Zok the Gemara, Me'id, is that by Kavadik? Is he have to, it's not really befitting for him to go say Eidos. So does he have to say Eidos? By the time we went to the Braisa, they're talking about the Shavas Aveda, it says by Shavas Aveda, there's some times when you could be misalim. You could not give, you could hide from giving back the Aveda, of being doing the Shavas Aveda. Sometimes, when is that? Sometimes you have to. Sometimes you're allowed to hide from giving back the Aveda, and sometimes you cannot. You have to give back the Aveda. Okay, Tad, Koyin vu Beis HaKvaros. If it's a Koyin and the Aveda is in the Beis HaKvaros, he's not going to Beis HaKvaros, then it could be a mislamta. You can hide. You cannot give back that Aveda. You don't have to go pick up the Aveda and return it. Zokin and Echvi Vaida. Or it's a Zokin and Echvi Vaida. Like Rashi explains, how do you know if it's an El Chifayda? If it'd be his own thing, he wouldn't walk in the street. He wouldn't be caught in the street carrying a soccer ball. So then he doesn't have to return the soccer ball because it's not a Kavadik for him. It's Zokim El Chifayda. Another example where you be part of Mashavas Aveda is if your work that you're going to have to stop is worth more than the whole entire Aveda, you get paid per hour, $80 an hour, and the Aveda is a $20 Aveda, and it takes you an hour to return it, that makes no sense, because the Bailam will lose $60 on the deal, so therefore you don't have to evaluate yourself on such a malacha. But those are the three halachas on Shavas Aveda. But one thing we see, the middle case, is Zokein Ve'en L'Chifay, there's a Ptur. So, L'Kach Nam V'Salamta, that you can hide. And it means, if it's not L'Chifay, then you can hide. So here, why do you have to say this? Why don't we say that's in L'Chifay, and therefore he should be a potter from saying Eidus. Like Rashi says, it's a loss of it's embarrassing for him to go to Bezdin to give Eidus. This is the Kohen Gadol. So therefore, why is he mechuyev to give Eidus? Rav Yosef, we're talking about Meid Lemelech, to say Eidus on a Melech. So that's where, when the Melech is the Baal Din, then the Kohen Gadol knows Eidus, he has to go say Eidus. Because there it's by Kavadik, it's befitting for him to give Eidus on a Melech. Freit the Gemara, the Mishnah says clearly that you cannot say Eidus on a Melech. The halacha is that you don't say Eidus on a Melech. So if you don't say Eidus on a Melech, how can you say that's the case? You're not allowed to say, there is no Eidus on a Melech Bechlal. Like we'll see in the Gemara later on. There's no way. You don't do Eidus Bechlal to a Melech. So that can't be the case. So tomorrow the Rav Zeira. That what we're talking about over here is Mei leBen Melech, the son, the prince, the son of the king. So like tomorrow, that's also not befitting. Ben Melech had you, and it's also not bekavadim because he's like a regular. How the Kosher Dochter Rash says that because he loses the Kohen Gadol because a ben of a Melech like a hadid. So like tomorrow, a Meid b'fnei a Melech. Rash says what it means is the Melech is Yoshev Adam Sanhedrin. The Melech is sitting on the Sanhedrin, and you're saying Eidus in front of the Melech. Then already it's bekavadik. That you're saying Eidus in front of the Melech. And it could be it's going on a case of a Ben Melech also stole the Mevlak and Vorin Taisus. So the Melech is sitting on the Sanhedrin and you're saying Eidus. Now, the problem is that right away it's a Pella. The Mishnah said that a Melech Loidon, he can't be a judge. So here, how can he be a judge on the Sanhedrin? So if Freik Taisus. So Taisus says two Terusim. The first Taisus is that when the Mishnah says he can't judge, it means himself. But he can judge together with other people in the Sanhedrin. So here, we're sitting with other people in the Sanhedrin, that's why he could judge. He could judge together with other people. Or it means he's just sitting there watching. But in any case, tomorrow is a cash on this pshat anyway. You know why? Because even if a melech could done together, he could judge together with other judges, like Tosha says, but Amos Shiva melech for Sanhedrin. In Sanhedrin, you cannot put the melech there. Because, what's the reason? Because we'll see soon, since he's the biggest person there, no one can argue with him. So we're worried that he's gonna say something, and no one can argue with him. He says l'chayva. No one can say l'schos. Now they'll argue on the rav, on the chief, on the melech. But anyway, the Mara is saying over here, what's the case that he's saying Eidus in front of the melech? Va'im v'shivim melech b'sanhedrin. Zokti Gemara. The case here was mashum yikra the kain gadol also v'yesif. Because of the covenant of Kohen Gadol, he knew Eidus for his son, he knew Eidus for the prince, and it's not befitting for Kohen Gadol to come to Eidus. So the Melech said, you know what, I'll come to the court, and this way, it'll be a covenant for you to say to Eidus. So he comes to the court, also V'yosef, he comes to the court, and they listen to the Edus. They come and listen to the Edus. So, also V'yosef, he comes and sits. Mekabli ne'alei l'saduse. They hear his Edus. Then Kayu of Azul, the king gets up and leaves. And the other judges, they work on the case of the prince, and the melech is not here anymore, he's not part of the entire anymore. And that's the case. So the bottom line is like this. Really, a kayagal is part of him saying this. But the case of our Mishnah, which says, may it is in a case where it's the son of the melech, the prince, and the melech came there, and therefore it's a covered for the kayagal, it's an honor for kayagal to say this. So to more about the gufa. You're not allowed to appoint a melech on the Sanhedrin, and a melech and kohen gadol cannot participate in the process of making a leap year. And the Gemara will explain why. The reason why you can't have melech b'Sanhedrin, the Chassidim says, and possibly sana ariv, and we darshanu sana arav. You can't. Once the rav says something, then you're not allowed to basically dispute the Rav. And so the king would sit on Sanhedrin and he would say something, you would not be able to dispute him. And therefore, you would not be able to possibly have his chutz. Why don't you just ask him last? And therefore, you're not going to dispute him because the covenant of a melech is to go first. So therefore, you don't put him at the Sanhedrin at all. And loy melech and gadol, but ibashana, the reason is melech mashama spanya, which means that they used to pay their employers, let's say the army, the melech paid per year. Now, if you add an extra month to the year, he's gaining. He's getting the same price for 13 months. He's getting a price of a year for 13 months. So it's worth him always to have a leap year. And therefore, he'll always push for the leap year. So he's going to get every davar. Therefore, a melech should not participate in the making of an Iber Hashana. And Kohen Gadol Meshum Tzina. And Kohen Gadol, you don't let him participate in the Iber Hashana because he's against Iber Hashana. Because if you add a month to the year, so it comes out that it's pushed off like Rosh Hashanah. If you have extra Adar, it means Rosh Hashanah will come. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur will come out later. And Yom Kippur will come out in like what was supposed to be Cheshvan. It's going to come out. It was supposed to be Cheshvan. Now it's going to be Tishrei, and it's going to be pretty cold. And the Rashi learns the Kohen Gadol, since he had to be Tovel 5 times and the Kriyas Raglayim 10 times on Yom Kippur when it's freezing cold, it's going to be very hard for him. And therefore, he does not want a leap year. Tosfos asks that the Mishnah in Masechtas Yuma says that they used to warm up the water for him. So what's he worried about? Therefore, Tosfos a different pshat. He says the Kohen Gadol is worried about walking around barefoot the whole day on Yom Kippur, and it's freezing cold, and therefore he doesn't want the leap year. So we have here the Melech wants the leap year because he wants to save on his payments per his yearly payments, and the Kohen Gadol does not want leap year because of Tzina, and therefore both of them cannot participate in the process of making a leap year. So Amar Papa Shbaminov Shasa Basiyarcha Ozel. So our Papa says, see from here that even when you do the leap year, it stays cold in the original month. Meaning like this: if you turn, you add an extra Adar, so now Tishrei lands up later. It's landing up in the month it's supposed to be Cheshvan, so it's cold then. You would maybe have happened when you do an Iber Yar, it gets back aligned with the right temperature. Maybe Menach Shemayim, they make it the right temperature. That Tishrei is always Tishrei weather. No, he says no. You see from here that Tishrei weather could be Cheshvan weather if it's an Iber Yar. That's what Rav Papa says. Shemami no, Shosa Basa Yarcha Ozel, that the year goes after the month it was supposed to be. The cold and the heat goes after the month it was supposed to be. And Freit the Marakasha, ain't he? But it's not like that. Vahanach Gimel Royi Bakar. They were schmoozing. Three shepherds were schmoozing. Veshaminu Rabbanon. The Rabbanon heard what they were saying. The Ka'amri Chad. One of them each said a different thing. That basically, that there'll be a reason to make a leap year because the seasons are not the way it's supposed to be. So Chad Amar, one said like this. In Bakir Velakish Kachoda Yenetz. Which means, if the ground's warm enough that the early crop, which is the wheat, and the late crop, which is the barley, they all sprout at the same time, so denu adar. Then we know that's a regular adar. Now adar, all the tvua, all the grain is supposed to be ripe. At that time, then we know it's adar. But if right now the wheat and the barley are not ripe yet, vim lav less than adar, it's not adar. It got to be shvat, which means we have to add on adar because that's not adar. That's what they said. And another one of them said, im tarbet tzvar b'slag yumus. And no one said if the shor, which is an axe, it could die from the cold. It says Yumus, it will die from the cold in the morning. In the morning, and that's how cold is the morning. And the afternoon, it's so hot with hira betul teina yidmuch. It'll go sleep in the shade of the teina of the fig tree. Why? Because it's so hot. And then it's a yishlach mashke. It's a rub itself against the tree because it's so hot and sweaty. And to scratch itself on the tree. So deinu adar. That's Adar. From Lavdelav then Adar. He says the Adar season is a type of season where it's cold in the morning and it gets warm in the afternoon. But if it's not like that, it's cold the whole day, it must not be Adar. It must be we're behind, we're in Shvat. And if we have to add a month, Mechado Amar, another one said like this. Im Kidum Tak Mechado Yehei, if an east wind is blowing strong, and still, Yifach Blech Nofel Kivle, and still, when you blow, your breath will mitigate and will make the wind not cold anymore, so it means it's not enough strong enough wind. Then why? Then it's Adar. Because in Adar, the east wind is not so strong. Well, Lav, less than Adar. But if not, it's not Adar. It's a Shvat. So Rabbanan heard this. The Rabbanan made a leap year. Now, you see from here that the weather was that was the Keveya, which month win. That means that because the weather felt like Shvat, you had to add on the Adar. So we see from here that the weather does follow the leap year. The leap year is aligned with the weather, and not like Rav Papa. So my answer is, but Tizra Rabbanah Avasa Samach, do you think the Rabbanah, when they made a leap year, they were Samach, a few Roy Bakar? Rabbanah is Benayah Samach. They were relying on their own Cheshbainas, their own calculations, to make this year a Ibiyar. But Roy Bakar studied this time on Zayah. Stam, they were just a Raya to their decision. And Rashi speaks out, most times, Rashi says, in a leap year, it's not 100% aligned with the weather. And that was Rav Papa's Shvamina. And Tosfos speaks out, why is that? He says, even though one of the reasons of making a leap year is because of Tkufa, and then it will be aligned with the weather, we have two other reasons. We have Aviv and Peres. And those reasons are, if the Peres punk not ready, or if the grain's not ready, that's another reason. That doesn't mean that the seasons are like that. So a lot of times, there'll be a leap year, and Altaka be colder in Tishri time. Even today, even today's day, it could be like that. There are a lot of times we're going to push off with the Ibiyah, we're going to push off Tishrei, and Tishrei could be already in October, which is already a little colder. A lot of times Tishrei is in September. So it depends when it is, and the Ibiyah doesn't always exactly align with the seasons. The Ibiyah has other reasons to make a leap year, doesn't always align with the seasons. So let's see the next Gemara. It says by Kohen Gadol, Chayletz Becholtzin. That the halach is that a kohen gadol does chalitza to his brother's wife, and his wife needs chalitza, and they can do yibum to his wife, but he cannot do yibum to the wife of his brother. And the shaila is why not? Because we said that his brother's wife is almana; he's not allowed to marry almana. Now, kapasik v'tani lo shnomna erisim lo shnomna suun. That means that there's din yibum even after kedushin. Every time there's a marriage, there's a kedushin and there's a suin. In those days, it was a year in between. So if the husband dies after kedushin, his wife still needs yibum. Now at this point, she's still a basula. Now a kohen gadol has two dinim. First of all, he has to marry a basula, and that's aseh. It says in the pasuk, basula yikach. That's Asay. And there's another halacha, Amono Leikach. And now I'll take Amono. Amono would mean even Mina Erisin is Amono. But Basula, obviously, Mina Erisin, she's still a Basula. So it's Mashma that Saif, his brother, died after Erisin, after Kedushin. And Saif, his brother, died after Nasu. And either way, the Kohen Gadol cannot do Yibim to his wife. So Loisham and Erisin, Loisham and Nasu. Bishlam and Nasu, and I understand why the mitzvah Yibim will not be Deicha. The mitzvah of the Kohen Gadol. Why have aseh v'lo isasa? Because the Kohen Gadol has a aseh. After Nesu'in, there's a iser aseh of besula. You have to marry dafka besula. And you have the lo isasa v'amar liikach. Vein on top of your testament aleph. Vein aseh doicha lo isasa v'aseh. And aseh a yibum, which is yavam yavi leh, is not doicha lo isasa v'aseh. Elamenei irisin. Amai. Why can't you do yibum? Yavi aseh the mitzvah of Yavam Yavalev, Yitra Loisas. We know it was a klal, Asay Dech Loisas, let Asay be Dech Loisas. So Mara says, technically you're right, and it will be Chav Yibum, because there's a Dichu here. But if you allow him to get married, we're worried about the Bia Shnia. The Bia Shnia already, you're already making the mitzvah Yibum with the first one. So the second one is really not a mitzvah anymore of Yibum, and now it reverts back to the Lav of Amon. And you really not allowed to do the Bia Shnia. We're worried, if you allow him to do Yibum, he'll do the Bia Shnia as well. Gzer Bia Shnia to Bia Shnia. Taina Mahach, you're going to write that. Im Kodmu Ubalu Birishoina Yakoina. You see clearly they now became biyashnia, but the first one is kano because it is chal. The yibum is chal because it is really a good yibum because I say the chleisasa. But you now became it. Why not? Because the what you now became because but biyashnia it really is not a mitzvah. So Tosis in Yavamis Taka asks that lechera every time a kano is married to his own wife. After the first bia, she's a ba'ula now. So why is it mutter? The terrorist is because he married a beheter. So here also, since the first bia was beheter, the yibum, so you should be able to continue. Taisus and Yavamis answers that the answer is that there, it was really beheter. Here, even the first time was with a dichui. It wasn't really beheter. She was amana the first time also. It was asay the chalei sasa. So that doesn't knock out the isra amana, and therefore a bia shnei will be asa amana, and that's why you cannot do yibum, because the xera otu, the bia shnei.